I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, it's time to have our annual conversation with West Virginia's elk project leader and find out how the reintroduced elk herd in West Virginia is doing. We'll talk to Randy Kelly about it coming up in just a moment after this. The elk reintroduction plan in West Virginia continues to slowly grow on the Tomlin Wildlife Management Area in Logan County. So far, the elk, which have been stocked into that area, are staying fairly close to where they were put. Randy Kelly, the elk project leader, says they really have no need to go anywhere else.
They're still staying, they're staying pretty close to home. We've got, that as Kentucky's herd has shown, these eastern elk don't migrate. They don't, we do have some young satellite bulls that have ventured off 5 or 6 miles, but for the most part they come back as well. They've got a quality supply of food and water and cover here on these reclaimed mines, and our staff, management staff here at Tomlin's working hard doing a lot of habitat improvements. To help keep them around even, but they have no need to wander.
This is the time of year when the cows start to drop their calves, and Randy and his staff keep a sharp eye out for those little critters, but they're not always easy to find, and to know just how many they are is almost impossible.
They keep them pretty well hid for almost 2 months, probably. Mm-hmm. They're not, it's not like deer, normally when you see a doe and a fawn, once the fawn drops and within a couple of weeks they're by their side pretty much the rest of the summer, but the elk tend to seem to hide them a lot more. I don't know if it's because they use more open type habitats or what, but like this in the morning, I was out early this morning just after daybreak and I saw some elk that I know have calves, but I didn't see the calves out in the open reclaim where they were feeding. So they hide them pretty well for a couple of months.
Now, just before the spring, when the calving season began, DNR did some monitoring work where they tranquilized a number of elk to check their health.
Yeah, everything we handled, and we handled 23 elk in that capture and release period, where basically it's our effort to get our hands on some calves of last year. Get some radios on those and some tags so that we can kind of keep an eye on things and check a little mortality stuff. And it also gives us an opportunity to renew some radios on some elk that we've had been monitoring for some of them since release. But everything that we handled seemed to be in really good shape.
Now, it's an elk reintroduction program, but Randy says we're getting to the point now that the herd can almost be considered native.
And now we've got 3 and 4 year old cows that are capable of reproducing, and we've got several young bulls as well. So it's getting to the point where it's our herd in essence, instead of a released bird.
I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.